Let's put some of those points to Bruce Williamson, who's with Rail Future, campaigning for better passenger rail network. I have to say, Mr. Williamson, and I don't blame Mr. Nisbet personally, but I seem to have heard these promises almost for as long as I've seen ticket price rises. What say you? Good morning.
Well, yeah, I agree. You know, it's sort of jam tomorrow, isn't it? And I think for many commuters who simply aren't seeing any improvement on their particular line, indeed, quite the opposite. Southwestern, obviously, is a case in point here. I think it's gonna stick in the throat rather. You know, it doesn't look like value for money, and it's an unfair. As you point out rightly, you know, that these fare rises have consistently gone up ahead of people's incomes. So, I think it's not sustainable.
The government are promising action. Indeed, I'm speaking with the relevant Secretary of State later in the show. What do you want me to put to him or to ask him?
I want you to put to him the contrast between how motorists are treated and how rail passengers are treated. We've had nearly 10 years now where fuel duty for motorists has been frozen. And yet, rail passengers have to endure above inflation, you know, ticket increases
yes.
year after year. So why aren't the government treating rail passengers fairly?
I'll ask, and you'll hear. Stay tuned to LBC. Thank you. That's a first-class question, Bruce Williamson. You're from Rail Future, campaigning for better passenger and rail network, and that's quite a campaign on your hands. The